الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومرشدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله وقال تبارك وتعالى في موضع آخر يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي أمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين درو شریف پڑھو اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد میرے محترم دوستو بزرگو بھائیو اسپیشلی ینگسٹرز ماشاء اللہ موسٹ آف دا ینگسٹرز آر سٹنگ ہیئر اینڈ آئی پرومس آلسو ٹو مینشن فیو تھنگس ان انگلش آلسو دیٹ دے مسٹ انڈرسٹینڈ الحمد للہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی chosen us and he brought us in this blessing gathering, blessing day, blessing night, the night of 15 Shaban. We all together, alhamdulillah, recited Durood Sharif also upon our beloved Nabi Janab Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept our Durood Sharif tonight. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi quote a hadith from Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When the ayat revealed, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusallun ala al-Nabi. Verily Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and His angel sending salutation upon beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, O you who believe, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. You also send durood and salam upon my beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrated the hadith which Imam Qurtubi quote the hadith in his kitab in Jamul Bayan Tafsir-e-Qurtubi, known with Tafsir-e-Qurtubi. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the meaning of this ayah? They understood the translation because they knew Arabic, but they asked again, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us. Allah, Allah, He sends salutation upon you, and He's telling us also to send a durood and salam upon you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, Allahu Akbar, agar tum mujhe na puchte to ye ilm chupa rehta. If you shouldn't ask me, then this knowledge stay hidden that no one know. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned this to Sahaba, that you are very lucky people, you asking me this question. Then he said, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala kept few angels in this world, special angels I call, only they give dua to those people who read Durood Sharif upon Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah. These angels work only to say, if a person say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, the angel reply him, Qad ghafara Allahu lak, indeed Allah also forgive you. These angels work only to give dua to those people who recite and send durood upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And further mention the same hadith, Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, when the angel say, Qad ghafara Allahu lak, Allah teri maghfirat kare, then Allah himself and from the first sky till seventh sky, all the angels are saying Ameen. Subhanallah. I was reading one book today. Shafa Sharif is written by Qazi Ayaz Rahmatullah Alayhi. Also, Abu Isa Tirmizi, he narrates from, in his time, from certain ulamas, scholars. He said, whenever a person sends durood upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will get reward amount of those people who are sitting in the gathering. Subhanallah, Allah is so great. Allah accept all of us. Very, very blessing night. Asa ibn Yasar rahmatullah alayhi, who died in Hijri 103, he was a tabi'i. He mentioned, Ma min laylatin ba'da laylatil qadri afzalu min laylatin isri shaban. There is none other night more worthable and rewardable than after Laylatul Qadr, then the night of Shaban. Just make dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept us. And you keep us on Iman. Allah give us firmness on Iman, istiqamat al-deen. And when you take us, when the time of depart comes, you take us while we are saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sa'd bin Ma'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar, such a good mort came to him. When he died, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Medina Munawwara by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of your companions died in Medina Munawwara.
And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't know. Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, istabshara bi mawtihi ahlus sama. Because of his death, because of his death, from the first sky till the seventh sky, all the angels are so happy that today a fortunate soul and ruh is coming to us. Moment ke jab intikal hota hai, his ruh comes out and makes sajda in front of the throne of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, definitely my Sa'd, Sa'd bin Ma'az, he was wounded in battle. He died. Definitely he is dying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sitting in a masjid, he stood up, and he was hasting, he was going towards the house of Sa'd bin Ma'az, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sahaba was following him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam walking fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam walking fast. And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, mahla, mahla, walk slow, ta'abtana, you made us tired, we can't run, Allahu Akbar, we can't run behind you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my companions, rush, hurry up. Before we reach day, my angel will give him bath and we will be deprived. Fariste unko ghusl denge, hum mehroom reh jayenge. The angel will give him bath and we're going to be deprived. We will be mahroom of sawab. Let's go. Hurry up. Certain sahaba says, our shoes and kalchappal also nearly breaking. And they went to the house of Sa'd bin Ma'az radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. A small house. Sahaba stood up. Sahaba was standing outside. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went inside. How he went inside? Mentioned the hadith. For example, I'm sitting here, you all sitting. If somebody wants to come to me, he's not going to come straight. He's going to jump this side, that side, this side, that side, then he'll come to me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered in the room where the Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu's body was lying. He entered, sometimes walking this side, walking that side, walking this side. And he sat down. After the janaza, the companions asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why you was walking like this in the house of Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Farmaya, itne farishte us kamre ke andar baithe huye the. Itne farishte, the so many angels were sitting in that room, there was no place to walk in that room. Sa'd bin Ma'az radiallahu ta'ala. Farmaya, one angel, he folded his wing and he gave me place to sit next to the body of Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala. He folded his wing. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the janaza was taken towards the graveyard and it was janaza, was the body was so light. The munafiqeen started saying, look at, he is also munafiq, that's why his body, it's so light, he's hypocrite. We can't feel on our shoulder. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he comes to know, he said, tell the munafiqeen, tell them, the angels are carrying the janaza of Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That's why you are feeling very, very light, the body of Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala. Allah hame aisi maut naseeb farma. Aisi maut Allah hame naseeb farma. Hame maloom nahi, aaj raat, tonight, Allah decide how many people are going to die. Kullu halikin min bani adama fi hadhihi sana. Mention this hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Oh Aisha, oh my beloved wife, do you know? Ma tadri. Hal tadrina ma fi hadhihi al-layla? Do you know what is going to happen in this night? She says, I don't know. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, kullu bani, kullu mawlud, an yuktaba kullu mawlud min bani Adam fi hadhihi sana, wa kullu halikin min bani Adam, yuktabu kullu halikin min bani Adam fi hadhihi sana. Those are going to born, their name is going to be listed in the register of the angel, and those are going to die from this Shaban to next year Shaban, their name also going to be right tonight. Allah humara naam aise salihin mein se likhe jo Allah ke mehboob bande hain. Allahu Akbar. An turba amaluhum wa tunzal arzaquhum. This is the night mentioned hadith Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Aisha, this is the night our amal is going to lift up from this world and is going to go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in this night. And the rozi, Allah is going to decide how much sustenance is going to give everyone from this Shaban to next Shaban. He's written everything by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but he's going to give certain amount of certain angel from this year to the next year. He's written everything in Lawi Mahfuz. Allah knows everything. But Nabi alayhi salam mentioned the hadith I mentioned to you, which is mentioned in Mishkat and in Imam Bayhaqi and Imam Ibn Majah and many other narrators. They explained this hadith. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated the hadith. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrated the hadith. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated the hadith. Abu Huraira. There are many, many scholars, many, many sahaba and companions narrate the hadith of the virtue of this night. Subhanallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tonight, Allah is going to forgive the people equal. How many people has Allah going to forgive? How many people equal of the hay, of the goats, of the tribe of Kalb who were living in Medina Munawwara? And they had thousand goats, and look at the one goat hay, you can't even count. How many people are going to be free from the fire of hell tonight? Subhanallah. Allah is so great. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala include all of us also in them, those who are going to be forgiven tonight. But listen, my brothers, especially my youngsters, my friends, very, very important. Very, very important. There are few people, there are few jama'ah, Allah does not forgive them unless they turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Unless they cry. Unless they read Astaghfirullah. They read 2 rakat salatu tawbah. They read namaz of tawbah, namaz of repentance. And they cry in front of Allah. Allah is so great. Mention the hadith in Ibn Majah by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Narrate, ibku fa illam tabku fatabakaw. Cry if you can. Cry if you can. Fa illam tabku. If you cannot, your heart is so hard, you cannot cry, at least you must make your face like a cry baby. Cry first. You can see like small children, they don't hear, but they cry. Till mother, look after the children. Why? This child is crying. There is no tears at all. Allah said, if you can't, mention the hadith, if you can't, at least you make your face like a cry person. Allah will forgive. Subhanallah. Small, small things Allah will forgive. Small, small good deeds if a person do. We don't know which one Allah likes. Which good deed, which reward Allah likes. We don't know that. I was reading book of Allama Zarkani rahmatullah alayhi. Allahu Akbar. He mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will come in front of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will tell the angel his reward, his good deeds, righteous deeds, and evil deeds are equal. He cannot enter in Jahannam and he cannot enter in Jannah. Allah is going to tell him through the angel, go and tell him to look some one more good deed that your reward become more than your sin and you can enter in Jannah. You can go in Jannah. He's going to walk on the day of resurrection just to find a single reward. One neki. He's going to walk. He's going to go to his dad, his father. He'll tell him, oh my father, I need only one reward. I need only one neki, one piety, one good deed to go in Jannah. Father will deny him. Father will chase him. I don't have. I am worried about myself. He's going to go to his mother. Mother will tell him, I don't have so much neki. I'm worried about myself to enter in Jannah. I don't have to give you something. He's going to go to his brother, his sister, his wife, his family, everyone. Everybody will reject him, deny to give him single neki, single piety, single reward, single righteous deed. Allahu Akbar, a person will meet him and tell him, why? Why are you crying? He said, I need only one reward, one neki, one good deed I want that I can enter in Jannah. That person will say, I had only one reward. I had only one neki. Take this. I know that I am going to enter in Jahannam. The one neki is not going to help me. You can take this one neki and you go to Jannah. I will go myself in Jahannam. Allah will check. If it is, I don't have neki, I will go in Jahannam. Take this neki. He will go. He will take that one reward. One neki. And he'll go to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, I got one reward. Allah will ask him, today, the day of resurrection, the day of Qiyamah, who can be more generous than me? Who can be more sakhi than me today? Allah is generous today. It's not dunya. It's the day of akhirah. Who can be more generous than me? Go and call him. He's going to look for him. And he's going to call him. Allah is calling you. He'll come back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He'll bring him to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah will tell him, why did you give him that reward? Today everybody worry about the neki and they want to go Jannah. You gave him your reward. He said, I got only one neki. I don't have so much. Definitely I know I'm going to enter in Jahannam. At least kisi ek ka kaam ban jaye, wo Jannat mein chala jaye. Main to Jahannam mein jaane wala hu. I will enter in Jahannam because I don't have much reward. So I gave him. Allah ne farmaya, teri sakhawat par tu isko bhi ungli pakar ke Jannat mein le ja. Because of your generosity, oh person, you got mashallah reward now to enter in Jannah. This person today, he became generous and he gave you. Allahu Akbar, take him also in Jannah. And further, Imam Zarqani and Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi mentioned in a tazkira. Another person will come to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. His reward and his evil deeds, both are same. Cannot enter in Jannah. Cannot enter in Jahannam. Suddenly an angel will come. Oh my youngsters, listen this. The angel will come. He will bring a small piece of paper. Is written something inside. And the angel will put that piece of paper in the scale. One pair of scales. And his evil deeds become more heavier than good deeds. Allahu Akbar. He's going to ask, Ya Allah, tell me, what is written in the piece of paper? What is written in the piece of paper that my guna became more than my neki? Allah will tell him, is written inside the word uff, the word uff. Which Allah mentioned the Quran Kareem, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ. mentioned Allama Ruhul Maani in Tafsir Ruhul Maani. There is in Arabic dictionary, there is no lower word than uff. If it's some lower word, Allah should mention that also. That there is no any lower word than uff. Uff meaning uff. To tell his parents, uff, I'm not going to do this. That is the more he's talking. But just to say, uff. When father says, bring water. Mother says, okay, help me, let some tea. Subhanallah. That oof will take him where? To Jahannam. The word oof will take him towards Jahannam. He is walking with angel. Allah will tell the angel, isko pakro and take him to Jahannam. He's going towards the Jahannam. He will see his father in Jahannam. He will see his father in Jahannam. Because of his sin. The father also in Jahannam. Allah Masiti Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, Allahu Akbar. That person, the angel holding him and taking him towards the hell, towards the Jahannam, he, after few seconds, few minutes, he's just looking towards Allah Ta'ala and he's looking front and looking ahead and back, ahead and back. Allahu Akbar, Allah is going to say, angel, bring him here. Allah will ask him, why are you looking at me? You know that your sin is more heavier than good deeds. You have to go to Jahannam. He said, yes, I know. But I saw my father also in Jahannam. My father also in Jahannam. Allah, he's all guna put on my head and send my father to Jannah. He's all the sin put on my head. I'm going in Jahannam. Put his all entire sin on my head. I will enter in Jahannam, but send my father to Jannah. Allah will tell him. Allah will tell him. You were disobedient that day, but at least today you said about your father something good. You too go in Jannah, take your father in Jannah. Oh my youngsters, where is your, who look after his mother and father? Can you, are you look after your mother and father? What Allah saying in the Quran and Kareem? Open the Quran. The both of them, or one of them, if they become old, you must look after them as they look after you when he was baby. Allahu Akbar. And Nabi alayhi salam, Allah taught the ummah, Allah taught his servant how to make dua for the parents. How to make dua for the parents. Similar, Rabbi rahmhuma kama rabbayani saghira. Hey my Allah, oh my creator, oh my sustainer, oh my creator, oh my Lord, oh my Allah, be mercy on them. Have mercy on them as they have mercy on me when I was small. Which Allah mentioned, the Sahabi went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he said? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're telling us to be kind with the parents. You're telling us, but sometimes parents also, they make zulm on us. They trouble us. They do this. Still we be kind with them. What Nabi alayhi salam mentioned. Open the hadith. Tirmidhi, you will find. Open the hadith kitab. Abu Dawud. What Nabi alayhi salam. He mentioned 4 times. Wa'in zalamahu. Wa'in zalamahu. Wa'in zalamahu. Wa'in zalamahu. Even though they oppress on you, you have to be kind with them. You have to be kind with them. This is the night Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu quote. He narrating the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the shirk, as a major sin after the shirk, to disobey the parents. Every house that you go and see what the children are doing today, every house you will find. Ask me how many mothers and how many fathers they crying by me. Allahu Akbar. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, hadith in Tirmidhi, the person who
disrespect his parents, he is not going to die until he will get punishment in this world. He is not going to die until he will get punishment. Maulana Abdul Shakur Sabdin Puri, he explained one day, he says, I was coming back to my house. I went to give lecture somewhere. I was going back to my house. On the way, my friend was sitting in the car. They said, just open and see one person. He's a very, very ill in this village. I came out from my car. I saw him. Allahu Akbar. After Asr, he says, he was lying. He was lying on the bed. And he was crying. He called me, oh Maulana, come here and take lesson from me. Take lesson from me. Maulana asked him what happened. He said, look at my leg. The one leg was cut off. And the flies and the worms was on the leg. And he was crying out of pain. He can't take the pain. He went to Multan Hospital, and there are many, many hospitals. All doctors says, we can't help you. They cut the leg from ankle, then from the knee. Now they want to cut the thigh, and they want to cut the second leg. But he said, no, leave me alone. It's, even after operation, even after the cutting my leg, still very, very painful. But ask me, Maulana, I'm sitting here, no one. One day I was lion meaning, I was strong. I had my, mashallah, bungalow. And I was my very beautiful house. I had my shop, factory, everything I lost. I lost my health. I lost my house. I lost my property. I lost my children. I had 4 sons. They left me alone. And my wife left me. And they all went away. I'm sitting here. I don't have food. I am hungry. If I ask somebody, give me one roti, they throw roti in front of me like they throw a dog. And they said, Allah curse on you. Allah curse on you. All swearing me. Says, lanati, lanati. Everybody. They are like sometimes the beggar. If the beggar go and ask, they'll give him food. But I am asking, they're not even giving me food. I am alone here. Maulana asked him, Maulana Abdul Shakur Din Puri, very famous person. He asked him, what happened? He says, I was every night going to the club. Every night, going to club. All the wrong companies. My mother told me, Oh my son, you only my one son. Your father was not like this. I am not like this. What are you doing? You disgracing me. You disgracing your fathers also. He said, I took off my shoe and I was started hitting my mother on her face. Only 2 times he hit a shoe on the face of his mother. The mother started crying. And he said, oh Arshwale! What he said? He is explaining the word of his mother. Oh Arshwale! Allah! Tune mujhe bachcha diya. Jute khane ke liye nahi diya tha. Aaj ye mujhe jute maar raha hai. I don't want to stay in this world. Aur Allah, isse tu bhi razi na hona, usse kutte ki maut dena. That was the word of mother. Said because of that hiding, my mother was crying. She never ate food for 7 days. And 7 days time she died. And she never forgive me. The night she died, the same night, the next day, night I was sleeping, my leg started pulling and pain started. Morning I woke up, my leg was swollen. Doctor says we have to cut your leg. And they cut 3 times my leg from 3 places. Till today, 5 years, I'm suffering in the pain. I can't take, I can't sleep. Look at my body. Take lesson from me. Whosoever hit the mother and father and swear the mother and father, they're not going to die until they will get punishment in this world. He said to Maulana, please, meri maa ko chali gayi, Allah ko razi kara de mujhe. Allah ko razi kara de. Make Allah happy. Do something, Allah forgive me. Do something, Allah forgive me. Maulana said, okay, you make tawbah. This. Allahu Akbar. He says, 3 days time, the person died. They died. People don't want to bury him. Was smelling. The smell that his body was stinking, the bad smell was coming out from his body. Hi, what Nabi alayhi salam said, Rizal Rabbi fi Rizal Walid wa Sakhat al Rabb fi Sakhat al Walid. Your parents are pleased with you, then Allah is pleased with you. Your parents are not pleased, Allah is not pleased. What Nabi alayhi salam said, I went to the Miraj, I saw some people, they were in the hell. I saw their punishment and I said to Allah, give me some. And he said, I was crying. Nabi alayhi salam said, I was crying. I came back to this world and I was reading 2 rakat namaz. And I was asking Allah, Allah, forgive them. Forgive them. He says, Jibril alayhi salam came down and he told me, Rizal Rabbi fi Rizal Walidi. Sakat al Rabbi fi Sakat al Walidi. I can't forgive them. If their father and mother forgive them, I will forgive them. If they please with them, I'll be pleased with them. Otherwise, no. Second time he read namaz, Allah forgive them. Same thing. Allah said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rizal Rabbi fi Rizal Walid wa Sakat al Rabbi fi Sakat al Walidi. Allahu Akbar. Third time, he said, Allah, show me the punishment of these people. Those people who disrespect their parents, their punishment, Nabi alayhi salam said, I see with my own eyes. He said, I saw with my own eyes. They were hanged inside the Jahannam on the tree, which is full of fire. The tree was made up with the fire, and their body was hanged on the branch of the tree, and the angel was beating them with the shambak of the fire on the back, and the snakes and scorpions are walking under the feet and biting them. That was the punishment of those who disrespect the parents. What Allah says, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَبِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. Allah mentioned 3 times about mother that a Sahabi came and he says, how much I must respect any who kiska haq mein pura karu, sabse pehle whose right I must fulfill. What Nabi alayhi salam says, Ummuk, your mother. Second time ask, Ummuk, your mother. Third time ask, your mother. Then 4th time Nabi alayhi salam says, your father, Abuka, your father. Nabi alayhi salam explaining the ayat, Hamalathu ummuhu kurha. The first thing, your mother carrying you in the womb for 9 months. Just to carry a 2 kilo a bag and walk for 9 months, can you walk or not? Just to carry a 1 kilo bag and walk for 9 months. Your mother carrying you for 9 months in the womb and walking, feeding, helping father, other children, working in the house, cleaning, and the pain upon pain, pain upon pain. Allahu Akbar. For 9 months, sometimes can't sleep, sometimes stomach pain, sometimes headache, sometimes this problem, that problem, out of pregnancy. There are so many problems come into her life. For 9 months, حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهَا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهَا. And the second pain, when she gave you birth, when she gave you birth, how much she got hurt. How much pain she had. Do you know about it? A Sahabi, a Bedouin Sahabi, he was making tawaf of the Kaaba, carrying his mother. It's so hard to make yourself alone the tawaf. Here he was making tawaf himself while carrying his mother on the shoulder. After 7 tawaf, he read 2 rakat namaz. He went to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and he said to him, "Did I fulfill the right of my mother? Did I fulfill the right of my mother?" What Abdullah ibn Umar said, The day you born and your mother had a pain and she breathed, painfully breathed, you did not fulfill that breath also. Forget the whole life, what she did for you, what she helped you for eating, preparing food, caring you. Sometimes the baby sleeps from morning to evening, mother is busy in the house, cooking this, that, and other side, the baby is sleeping. Now Isha time, baby wakes up. Now the baby wants somebody play with her. Somebody play with the baby. The mother has to stay away for another night also. The whole day she is pareshan. For other children, for husband and for family. And the night time she is pareshan. For the child, that's why Allahu Akbar, Nabi alayhi salam did not say Al-Jannatu tahta aqdam. He did not say the Jannat under the chin of your mother. He did not say Jannat under the head of your mother. He did not say, Nabi Sahib did not say Jannat under body of the mother. What is what he said? Tahta aqdamil ummahat. The feet is the lower part of the body. The feet is the lower part of the body. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned Jannat is lying under feet of your mother and father. Father is the door of Jannat and mother is Jannat. Either you want Jannat or Jahannam. If you look after your parents, you will get Jannat. Tere maaba, tere liye Jannat hai. Tere maaba, tere liye Jahannam hai. Farmaya, the lower things Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, jiske pair ke niche Jannat hai. If you serve your mother, if you serve your father, if you listen to them, be kind with them. Never mind, you can't cook, you can't make tea, you can't help your mother. Today, our young girls in the house, they wake up late, combing hair, dressing. Oh mother, you must make tea, you make food for me, you make breakfast for me. Allahu Akbar. What Nabi alayhi salam said, Hadith of Jibreel, أَنْتَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. When the Qiyamah will come, Jibreel salam asked, Ya Rasulullah, when Qiyamah will come? When Qiyamah will come? What Nabi alayhi salam said, أَنْتَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا. Hey, jabke ek bandi apni, kya kehte hai isko? Queen janegi ya akani janegi ya apni sithani janegi, mentioned under commentary Ibn Hajar Asqalani, commentary of the Bukhari Sharif. One of the commentary said, a time will come, the daughter will become queen and she'll say, mother, you must make breakfast for me, you must make tea for me, you do this. She'll sit on the bed and she'll command, she'll tell the mother to do this. This is a sign of Qiyamah. Sare ghar mein ye nazar aata hai ke nahi? What Nabi alayhi salam mentioned 1400 years ago. Allahu Akbar. The sign of Qiyamah, the father will come in the son's room. The son will push him. Well, if don't push him, he will think in his heart. Then he will go outside. I want him to go outside. And his friend will come. He's going to welcome for him. Come inside. Sit down. You want to eat something. You want to drink something. And the same thing for mother. The mother will go in the house of the room of the daughter. She'll say, she'll go out. And the friend will come. She'll welcome. This is also sign of Qiyamah. Sign of Qiyamah. What Nabi alayhi salam said, this night Allah is not going to forgive those who disrespect their parents. Those, now so many people of the parents passed away. Mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must read Qul Hu Allahu Ahad. As I mentioned, not this Friday, the last week Friday, I mentioned to you about graveyard. What to do in a graveyard? If your parents died and they were not happy, not pleased with you, and they died, what you should do? If one is happy or not happy, you have to go to grave and to read something for your parents. قل هو الله أحد. 11 times he prayed for your father, for your mother, for your father, for your mother on the day of Qiyamah. On the hadith is mentioned in Fatawa Rahimiyah. Maulana Abdul Rahim Sahab, Lajpuri, he mentioned the hadith in Fatawa Rahimiyah. Farmaya, on the day of Qiyamah, if he reads and sends reward to his parents, Allah's Qasam, Allah will resurrect him also on the day of Qiyamah as the obedience of the parents. Obedience of the parents. So those people whose parents still alive, whose parents still alive, be kind with them. But I'm going to tell another place, another side, that today's parents also don't look after the children. Don't worry about the deen. They worry about the dunya. Don't worry about the deen. Few weeks ago, a person phoned, a Hindu person. He called me and said, Mawlana, listen to me. I am the Kattar Hindu. I am the Kattar Hindu. And myself also Hindu, a Muslim girl, she is with my son. I don't want her. If she don't leave my son alone, I will make her Hindu also. A Hindu calling me, and he's telling me, go and explain. We went to her house. Allah, hey Allah, ummat kahan ja rahi hai? We went to her house. Father was sitting there. She is lawyer. She is a lawyer, and she says, we explain her about deen. And this is not, Allah said, لَا تُنْكِ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنَّا. Don't do this. We explain her. She says, for me, Islam and the religion of Hindu is same. Islam and Hinduism both same for me. I don't know what is Islam, and I don't know what is Hindu. I know only, I love this man, I will get married to him. She never listened. The father ignorant, they never explained their own daughter what is Islam. She don't even know the kalima. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. I'm telling you, there are so many people, they don't know the kalima. I'm asking them, say the third kalima, the fourth kalima. They don't even know the third and fourth kalima too. They don't know the Guru Sharif. So many times, 20 years experience, I'm telling you. Many, many Muslims, I ask them, read the Surat Al-Fatiha. I don't know the Surat Al-Fatiha. Read Qul Huwa Allah. I don't know how this person is going to read his namaz. They never tried to learn Quran. Allahu Akbar. Few months, she married to him. After 4 months, the father and the son and this girl, they all went Hindu and she became Hindu. Other side, parents' fault also. We don't preach, we don't teach our children about Islam. We worry about the house, we worry about their money, we worry about the shop. I want to open a shop for my son, I want to do this, I want to do this. Did you ask any time your son about the deen that, oh my beta, did you perform your Fajr namaz? Did you perform Isha namaz? Beta, you know how to read Quran. Beta, you know attahiyatu lillah. What Nabi alayhi salam said? Sahaba said, Nabi alayhi salam taught us attahiyatu lillah like a person teaching somebody Quran Kareem. The one Sahabi, he migrated from 1 month journey from Syria to Madinah Munawwara just to learn attahiyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. You have any time to go by some ustaz, some alim? For whole 5 years I'm sitting here. Not any youngsters came to me and told me, Mawlana. He never asked me some masala. They asked me about the worldly things. Nobody asked me about the deen, about some masala, some zakat thing, about some hajj or something, or about something Quran. Never, never. 5 years I'm sitting here. I am screaming and telling you from 5 years. But hum wahan ke wahan hi hai. Hum wahan ke wahan. Jaise the. Allah hame samajh naseeb farmaye. The Shaban is coming every year. The Ramzan is coming, going away. But we are not changing our life. We are not changing our life. We are not changing our life. Allah give us topic to change our life. And the second thing I want to say today, that Allah is, yes, today, tonight, every youngster, if the parents are alive, go to them, tell them, please forgive me. Please forgive me. Oh ma, tune agar you keh diya, کہ میں تجھ سے راضی ہوں, اللہ نے کہا میں بھی راضی ہوں. آپ
ki raat mein baap ne keh diya, I am pleased with you. Allah qasam mere nabi ka farman hai, meri teri baat jhooti ho sakti hai, nabi ki baat jhooti nahi ho sakti. Farmaya Allah razi hai jab tere maa baap razi hai. A person from Bani Israel, 40 years he was reading Torah and he was drunker. And tonight I want to tell something also for a few minutes, that those people who drink wine, they intoxicate things, many houses, 12 years, 13 years, boy and girl, they're selling these things which Nabi Salam mentioned, the biggest sin, the major sin among the major sins, is to drink wine. Allahu Akbar. Different kind of intoxicant. Heroin, drugs, smoking. Oh, right, just for 5 minutes. Test. Allahu Akbar. Open the hadith. Ibn Majah. Farmaya Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that those who drink wine, those who take intoxicant anything, Allahu Akbar. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah will throw them in the fire of Jahannam, and inside the Jahannam, they will get the water of Nahr-e-Ghotha. Nahr-e-Ghotha. Mention the word in Hadith, Nahr-e-Ghotha, the river of Ghotha. The Sahaba asked, Wada Nahr-e-Ghotha? What is the meaning of the river of Ghotha? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, when the women, they're going to burn in the fire of Jahannam, the women are going to burn in the fire of Jahannam from the private part, the first. And the water will come out, that's the dream for the people who are taking intoxicating this world. Oh my brothers, where are you? What Nabi alayhi salam said? And where are we? Look at our children, they're selling drugs outside, they're taking drugs, but we don't worry about it. We never ask them. The first step your son took to go outside, you never said to your son, now he's taking drugs upon drugs and he's selling. Now he's crying by alim, by some tawiz, by some wazifa. It's too late. You have fear of Allah. My ustad said, in this European country, Allahu Akbar, if the father and mother have fear of Allah and the love of Allah, the similar things will come in your children also. If you don't have fear of Allah, if the mother don't have fear of Allah, the love of Allah, you won't find any fear and the love in your children's life. So this night also, I was telling you the story, but it's too long story that about Bani Israel and the Azan time now. But Allah give us tawfiq. Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah give us tawfiq. Allah farmate mera banda, I'm waiting for you. Tu keh de, Allah maaf kar de. Allah maaf kar de. I love you say that you say from your tongue, Allah forgive me. I love that word. Allah, no one can forgive me, only you. No one can forgive me, only you. It's not necessary to say in Arabic or in your, you can say in any language, in English, in whatever language you know, you can say, Allah, forgive me, I disobey you day and night. Allah, forgive me, I came to you today. Allah, forgive me. Allah, qasam, jo banda yu kehta hai, Allah, mujhe maaf kar de. Tere siwa koi maaf karne wala nahi hai. Allah, uski maghfirat kar deta. سب کہہ دو اللہ معاف کر دے دل سے کہہ دو اللہ معاف کر دے اللہ معاف کر دے اللہ forgive all of us اللہ forgive all of us اللہ forgive me اللہ forgive my family اللہ forgive entire امت of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم especially tonight the single thing one thing I want to say that you must read the salat of tasbih also salat of tasbih also very nice namaz with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught him until Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah will forgive you entire thing, past and future, new and old, major and minor, all the things Allah will forgive. Before rakat namaz, everyone knows the salat of tasbih. Salat of tasbih, the four rakat nafal namaz. But Nabi alayhi salam said to his uncle, listen, you must read every day. If you can't, once a week. If you can't, once a month. If you can't, once a year. At least once your life, if you read, Allah will forgive you entire day.
That four rakat namaz read. Like Salah Subhan, normal Nafal namaz, Subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, let me tell you, Allahu Akbar, Subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, sana. Then you read, before Surah Fatiha, 15 times, third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha, illallah, wallahu Akbar. Then Auzubillah, Bismillah, Surah Fatiha, Surah, again 10 times, third kalima. So all together in the Qiyam, standing position, you can say 25 times, 15 times before Surah Fatiha, 10 times after Rakat, after Surah, after Qiraat. So 25 times in the Qiyam, then Ruku, 10 times, then Sami Allah, 10 times, then Allahu Akbar, first Sajda, 10 times, then you sit down, 10 times, second Sajda, 10 times, altogether 75 times in each rakat, like this in 4 rakat, 75 times, and normal Assalamu Alaikum, then you say, Allah, if you can't praise Allah, at least you say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Allah loves that verse so much, He said to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for your ummah to recite in every namaz Surah Fatiha. I love the praise, it's mentioned in the Surah Fatiha. You say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Then Durood Sharif, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 3 times, and say, Allah forgive my wife, Allah forgive my children, Allah forgive entire ummah. If you make dua for other people, your dua also be accepted by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq. To practice on the hadith, whatever I mentioned to you, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice. A small 2 minute zikr, because of today's zikr majlis, inshallah. Just everybody start a zikr, just 2-3 minutes, that our zikr majlis also we don't miss. Everybody.
لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah.